chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Ketzet Shoseh Batsiso. What does it mean, this term that we used in the last Mishnah, that he drinks from his clay pot? This is talking about the violator. It says, Afilu hi chigeres, afilu suma, afilu hi mukas shkin. That even if she's got some blemish that he doesn't like, he's still forced to marry. So for an example, if she's covered with boils, so and he doesn't like that, so we still force him to marry. Since he violated her, then it's too bad. Nimtzabat davar evra, but once he's married to her, if she's now, if she's adulterous, let's say they're married, he's not allowed to divorce her, we said. But if she commits adultery, then now he can divorce her. Or she'ena roi lavor Yisrael, or he's forbidden to marry her in the first place. For example, if she's a mamzeres and he's not permitted to marry in the first place, then he doesn't have to marry her. Ena rasha lakame, so he's not permitted to marry, actually. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, the verse in Devarim says, velo tiye leisha, that she will be for him a wife. She shall be his wife. So we learn out from there that it has to be Isha Haroilo, that it has to be that she's a wife who's fit for him. If she's not fitting for him, for example, she's committed adultery or she's a mamzeres, so then we don't force him to marry. He's not allowed to marry her, and if she's committed adultery, then he has to get divorced from her.